This is the closing market report for Friday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. We're here with Sam Trainer of AgMarket.net. Sam, what do we see going on in the grains today, especially with that WASDE report?
Well, thanks. We saw a slight reduction to corn yield and a bigger reduction to soybean yield. Soybean yield pegged at 51.7 compared to 53.1 bushel per acre in the October report. Immediately following the report, we were sharply higher in soybeans, up about 12 to 15 cents. And in the corn, we were up about 5 to 6. But it didn't take long for us to get rid of those gains. And soybeans actually came back to trade below unchanged there slightly. But here towards the end of the session, they've been able to recover some of that and close up about 5 to 6 cents here on the soybeans.
And Sam, how do those numbers compare to what was expected from the USDA?
Yeah, so like I said, we saw a little bit of a reduction in yield there, which was anticipated, but maybe not as much as what we saw there. We were looking for maybe a half a bushel decrease in the soybeans and maybe slightly unchanged on the corn. Corn was down 0.7 bushel per acre, and the soybeans were down 1.4 bushel per acre. So maybe a little bit bigger of a reduction than what we had initially thought. So that's what really ran the prices higher there.
That again was Sam Trainer of AgMarket.net. We'll look at the numbers next.
At Bex, we stand up for the things that matter most. Our faith, our independence, and helping farmers succeed. As the largest family-owned seed company in the U.S., we believe in the integrity of remaining an independent family-owned seed company. Since our founding in 1937, we have continued to produce quality products backed by a quality family of employees and dealers dedicated to serving American farmers. And that's something to be proud of. Bex. Founded in faith, forged in America. For more information, visit BexHybrids.com.
At the close, December corn up 3.5 at 431 even. January soybeans up 4 even at 1030 and a quarter. December soybean meal down 230 at 296.20. Soybean oil up 45 cents at 48.77. On the Merck, December live cattle down 212 at 183.70. November feeders down 222 at 245.42. And December lean hogs down 77 cents at 80.42. That's been a check of the closing market prices here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith.